2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 82 degrees, KSL's top story. Big changes in the way you can get a coronavirus test. The University of Utah says if you want a test, you need to get an appointment now. Apparently, as more positives get reported, more and more people want tests. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In recent weeks, the demand for COVID-19 testing at the University of Utah health facilities has skyrocketed. One reason why is that they switched to an easier saliva-based test, but the other is just infection rates are on the rise. Officials say some people have waited for hours in their cars to get a test, and some of them are told they don't meet the requirements to get one. So they believe going to appointment-only testing will shorten the lines and clear up misinformation about getting a test.
This change goes into effect at the U of U facilities on Monday. KSL News Time 3:31, Salt Lake City Police won't use police dogs to apprehend suspects anymore. Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, the police department says the program will be suspended indefinitely. They looked at 27 dog bite incidents over the past 2 years, and Chief Mike Brown says 18 of them needed further review.
Those cases have been referred to the district attorney's office, the department's internal affairs unit, and the Civilian Review Board.
Brown says they're going to audit every dog bite incident over the past 4 years. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says there appears to have been a pattern of abuse, and even though the canine apprehension program is suspended indefinitely, the mayor isn't ready to terminate it quite yet. BYU's weather lab recorded what it says is Provo's hottest and driest August ever. It reports Provo saw 12 days of record high temps and zero rain from the end of July through the first week of September. And for the eastern half of Utah, red flag warnings are still up. And generally, fire danger is spiking across the western U.S., especially in California. And ABC's Alex Stone says that means some people may have no electricity this weekend.
Around 21,000 people living in Northern California could have their electricity turned off this weekend. Not rolling blackouts this time because of limited electricity. This time over worries about high fire danger and wind. PG&E is warning the power may be shut off to prevent wildfires in case a wind brings down electrical equipment. The power could be off Saturday to Monday. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Multiple news agencies are reporting that President Trump has made his decision on a justice for the Supreme Court. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the agencies say they have confirmed with multiple sources that the president will nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett. While it's always possible the president could change his mind, Barrett is the leading candidate. Now, the president met with Barrett on Monday. He's expected to announce his choice tomorrow. Republicans and Democrats united to honor Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Capitol today.
Ready, step. Ready, step.
Women in Congress from both parties lining the steps of the Capitol as Ginsburg's casket was carried down this afternoon. The American icon will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next week. Stocks rallying again on Wall Street as President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, told reporters outside the White House that there is new hope for more stimulus spending. Kudlow laying out the president's position.
He does favor the direct checks. He'd like to see some unemployment assistance. He'd like to see the PPP extension.
Kudlow says conversations are ongoing with Democrats. And landlords are going to the courts around the country claiming that a national eviction moratorium unfairly strains their finances and infringes on their rights as property owners. At least 25 such lawsuits have been filed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. The FBI squashing rumors that hackers could stop you from voting by shutting down polling machines. Your voice, your vote, 2020. ABC's Faith Abube is in Washington with the latest.
Just weeks before the November election, two government agencies are reassuring voters not to worry about being able to cast their vote in the face of cyber threats. In a newly released PSA, the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency say cyber threats could slow down voting, but not totally prevent people from casting their ballots. They say in a worst-case scenario, election officials have safeguards in place like paper ballots to ensure people can vote. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
UDOT is previewing a major project on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says one of the major components is adding something called a collector-distributor system, which is basically a feeder road which moves you from the street to the highway.
That's aimed at lowering the average commute time. In fact, officials expect that it'll cut the average commute in half. They say the main benefit is that it'll improve access from northbound I-15 to I-215 and 7200 South.
The new collector-distributor system should be open before the end of the year, while construction on the overall I-15 project will end next summer. KSL News Time, 3:35.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Mies, what's going on?
We have a report of a rollover crash with injuries westbound on I-80. This is in the Magna area, about 7900 80th West. Also a crash for downtown drivers west Temple at 4th South. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, a look at all the outrage out there. Everybody's supposedly outraged about everything, but are they really? My minute of news is on the way next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.